You now a couple days now with Blake. How are you feeling about how where he's at and his changes?
No, I'm excited. Really, I've been excited about it since the day I got here. He's a real hard worker, self starter, self motivated player, and he's got good talent. You know, so I'm working with a guy that's a young player that wants to get better, and he's a he's been in early every day and he stays late. He's one of the first guys here in the morning, one of the last guys to leave. So. Excited.
Noticeable differences between tape last year and what you're seeing on the field right now?
I think so. I think he's done a great job of cleaning up his mechanics, number one. And, in technical terms, his takeaway, he was dropping the ball down very low, and he's cleaned that part of it up. So now he's working on another aspect of his throwing motion. So I'm excited to see that. Again, very hard on himself. He's also critical of himself, but he recognizes what needs to be fixed, and he's able to do that. A lot of guys aren't able to do that when those issues come up.
What part is he working on now? You said he's working on a new part.
Yeah, on his takeaway and his follow through right now is the emphasis that he's working on now.
When you come into a situation where the quarterback's here, how much do you talk to him about, hey, what did you like from last year?
Yeah, we do a lot of that in terms of the concepts that he was comfortable with. There are a lot of similar concepts from offense to offense, and so. And we looked at it as a coaching staff as well, and wanted to find out what this group did well in both the run game and the pass game, because we have so many returning starters offensively. So that was part of our initial evaluation when we first got here as a coaching staff. So we've tried to incorporate some of the things that they did well.
So you thought there was some.
There were some good things. Yeah, there were some good things. So we'll expand upon those.
Greg, what have you seen out of the offensive line? Obviously, that was a unit that struggled last year. But what are your...
They're a real professional group. You look at it right now, which I've in my time in coaching, I've never been around a group in the OTAs where every guy comes out the practice field and they're over here doing something individually, trying to better themselves. And they're an extremely intelligent group. I know that, and they work well together. So it's been encouraging.
In the second round of the draft, you had your pick of all the running backs except for the first two. What separated TJ in your guys' mind?
He's a great – you'll hear Kelly Skipper talk about he was a playmaker, and he played big in big games. He played in a big program. Obviously, the game wasn't too big for him at Alabama, and he's a very knowledgeable, intelligent player at the running back position. And Alabama runs a pro-style offense. You're able to see him do things protection-wise, route running-wise, and blocking, really, and did a lot of things well that would translate well to this level of football.
Could he be a three-down player right away?
That'd be asking a lot of any player, but I wouldn't put him past him. He's another guy. He's another real self-starter and hard worker, so I wouldn't put it past a player.
Did you see enough from Lee and Robinson at all to get a good feel for him?
It's good. Those guys, Robinson's been back doing some things, so we're excited about that, and he's really showed up the last 2 days, so that's, my first chance to look at him live. Certainly had to evaluate him coming out of college and like the player at that time, and so he did some really nice things yesterday in his first practice back, and Marquise was doing well in the phase two before he got injured, but I liked what I saw out of Marquise as well.
How do you like having Julius and Mercedes at that tight end combo?
I think it's going to be it's good, obviously good for us. Good matchup issue for us, and they're both, obviously Julius is more of the route runner type guy, and Mercedes is a guy that is a good route runner, but also is an extremely good run blocker. So I think they'll complement each other very well.
How much changes scheme-wise for you, Derek, to Blake?
There's going to be some changes, and not just based upon Blake versus a Derek Carr or a Jeff Garcia or a Mark Bulger. I've had a number of different style of quarterbacks, but I think we'll try to play to Blake's what he does best and really what we think we can do best in terms of what we're doing with our offensive line. And so I think you'd always go in trying to build your offense around the skill set of your quarterback, and we'll start there first, but we've also got to be aware of what the rest of the guys around him can do. So that's how we've been building this thing since we got here.
What do you think the new quarterback you just got in?
I haven't got a chance. We just met with him for the first time this morning. Again, he's someone that I've known throughout the league, and certainly Coach Marone and Coach Hackett had a background with him and shared some of that with me and Gus and Dave, and so we felt comfortable with picking him up. So excited to work with him.
What did they say he brought?
Extremely intelligent. He came and played early for them in Buffalo, so and they just thought he was a real confident, intelligent player that maybe have a skill set that could develop and become a good, solid player in this league.
Rashad Green said he didn't play a ton of slot at Florida State, a little bit. How difficult is that transition to do it here?
If you I think he's been doing great. You know, I don't know if you watched today. He had a couple of impressive runs after the catch and got excellent quickness and speed and really is just a natural, smooth route runner. So we've been excited when he's been out there. He's, you know, was battling some health issue a little bit, but when he's been out there, he's been very good.
Brent, how different for you when you get a guy like Blake in his second year compared to, obviously you're working with a young guy in Derek, but you got him right from the ground, you know, from the start. Did you do more homework? Did you do more watching the tape?
I think you get a chance to evaluate him in a professional, you know, football environment. And, you know, that's different than when you're evaluating a guy coming out of college. So, I think, you know, in his second year, certainly it's not the ideal situation for him having to switch systems completely in his second year in the league. But he's, to me, has embraced the change. He's, like I said, he's been excellent, both in the classroom and his work ethic out in the field. So it wasn't an ideal situation. But, you know, like I said, he's picking things up well, and we're real excited right now with where he's at.
Following up on his follow-through, can you give us some specifics as to what you're looking for, what he's trying to hone in on?
Well, without getting too technical, just after the release of the ball and the way it comes off his hand, so it's a consistent spin coming off of his hand, so something that he's working at.
The one thing we have noticed is a little bit better spiral.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
I mean, that's what we're trying to, you know, get to, and obviously the quickness of the release as well. So
Brandon Williams is a guy who hasn't played a lot of football over the last couple of years because of injuries. How is he looking as he gets reacclimated to
You know, it's hard right to – it's really hard. I mean, it's not – he looks good right now with what we're doing. And, again, we haven't been able to – you're not able in these sessions certainly to go live, and you have to limit the contact and what's going on. But, you know – we've seen positive things from him.
Is he a right tackle only?
Yeah, that's what he's been playing. Yep.
How deep did Wisniewski have to dig last year to get through the season with the shoulder?
You know, I give credit to Wiz because a lot of players, when the season was going the way it was going for us in Oakland, would have opted out and taken the surgery. And so I have a lot of respect for him as a person and as a football player to go through what he did, because anyone that watched film would see they were when it first happened, initially, you know, he's playing with one arm. But he chose to, for the team's sake, and chose to finish the season out. So just a real credit to him and how he finished.
When healthy, what does he bring to a line?
He's a real professional. You know, certainly he started his entire time in Oakland at both guard and center, so he brings versatility there. He can be a two-position guy, which we liked. He's extremely intelligent, and we just felt like if we had an opportunity to bring in a center that may be able to help the young quarterback along, why not do it? And certainly a familiarity with him, I think, helps, and his familiarity with the system. So I think that'll be an advantage that he has coming in, is that, you know, he knows a lot of the terminology. You know, again, a lot of what we're doing will change based upon Blake's skill set, but a lot of the terminology remains the same, and a lot of the, you know, protection calls and some of the run game calls and things will remain the same. So.
How has Cam kind of acclimated himself to the group, gotten acclimated to the group?
Great. Great. He's an intelligent player. Again, they did a great job with him at South Carolina, I think, and he's got the right mindset for what we're looking for in a football player. So, with that, you know, we did an excellent job in evaluating the player. But those guys have kind of taken him under their wing, but he's jumped in. You know, there wasn't a lot of prodding they had to do with him. He's come in and been a pro from day one.
Do you see there being an opportunity for him to start as a rookie?
I think everyone's just out there competing right now, trying to get better, to be honest with you. I believe there's great competition at every position, and that's, you know, we're encouraged as a coaching staff overall at every position, from tight ends to wide receivers, running backs, offensive line. We've got great competition, and I think that's just going to make everybody better.
Couple more guys for the coach. A dynamic player, Denard Robinson, as you've seen. Now, what can he bring to this offense in a different role?
Well, you know, the fact that he's been a quarterback, to me, he's been able to – he understands the game from that position. He, again, is a true competitor, like what we've seen out of him in that aspect. You know, he's gained weight from – you know, I had a chance to coach him at the Senior Bowl, and he's gained weight since then and strength, and he looks more like a natural running back. So been real encouraged with his progress and how he's competing out here as well.
How far along are you in terms of getting everything installed and having the players kind of
We're close again. The way that we've that Gus has set up the OTAs, you know, we work on a different situation each day. Today was a no-huddle 2-minute, you know, and then tomorrow will be short yardage and heavy groupings and heavy formations. So we're still we'll be installing throughout the OTAs, and that's the way it's set up. But they've been exposed to a lot of the things that we're trying to do through phase one and phase two of the off-season program. So they've seen it on paper. They just haven't had a chance to go out and execute it on the field.
Last question. Different from what you've done in the past?
No. I think most of the OTAs are places that I've been. The head coaches has set it up that way to where you're installing something on a daily basis or an OTA basis, and then finish up as you get through, you know, OTA 12. You've tried to install just about everything that you're going to get going into training camp.